Excuse me, can you now connect with Dr. Cheryl Jones? Please go ahead.
Dr. Jones, hello.
Hi, good morning.
Where are you today?
I'm in Macon, Georgia.
Is that home? I take it that's home.
Home. That's home for me.
That's home for you. Georgia cancer specialist, huh?
Right.
All right. Let's get going here. Apparently this has been a good year for folks with breast cancer. Some new treatments are available, huh?
Exactly. New treatments with improved survival and better quality of life.
Let's talk about the differences between early stage breast cancer and advanced breast cancer. I'm not exactly sure of how you say this. HR+/HER2 breast cancer, is that the more advanced form?
No, that can be any form. That talks about the molecular features of the breast cancer. So when we talk about early stage versus advanced stage, early stage is the cancers that are typically limited to the breast and the lymph node areas and potentially curable with their current therapies. Advanced stage are when the cancer has spread beyond the tissues in the breast and the lymph node, and often to other organs like the lung or liver.
Okay.
Yeah, with the HR positive, what we're talking about are breast cancers that have sensitivity to our hormone or endocrine therapies. And that accounts for about 75% of all the breast cancers will have some endocrine sensitivity.
Has there been any new treatment for the early stage breast cancer then?
Yes, there are advances in the early stage breast cancer in both the surgery and radiation modifications that have come out, as well as the adjuvant therapies and defining which patients will benefit the most through some molecular characterizations.
Mm-hmm. As far as the advanced breast cancer, there's been some advancements in treatment there too, right?
There has. And what we know in the advanced breast cancers and those that are the HR positive or endocrine sensitive is that initially we can start with the hormonal medications such as an aromatase inhibitor to help control and treat the disease. But with time, eventually the cancer will become resistant to these medications. What we have learned is that this resistance is through something called an mTOR pathway, and the medication Afinitor helps to overcome this resistance and blocks this pathway. So that's our new and exciting medication now, Afinitor added to the hormone therapy to help restore its sensitivity and continue to fight the breast cancer so the women don't have to move on to chemotherapy.
Okay, so this can kind of save a step then, right?
Well, yeah, or in prolong a step. You know, they're able to be on hormonal therapy for an extended period of time, you know, for better survival and better quality of life before the women with advanced breast cancer would need to proceed to chemotherapy.
But then is chemo then necessary with Afinitor? You still need to go to chemo at some point?
On average, at some point, the cancer will continue. In women that have an advanced breast cancer spread, it continues to find ways to become resistant to our therapies. Afinitor will extend the opportunity for women to take their hormone medication, such as an aromatase inhibitor, for a longer period of time.
Okay.
So they continue to get benefit from this endocrine therapy for a longer period of time, on average up to a year, before they will further progress and have to proceed to other treatments.
Will that mean that the further treatment, say the chemotherapy, will be less severe, or that the chemo won't be as difficult to live with or to deal with?
Well, actually, the chemotherapy is not changed based upon the Afinitor. It just means that it's
okay.
Going to be further down the line. We do, however, have made considerable advances with their new chemotherapy agents and what we refer to as their support medications to improve the quality of life with patients that do require chemotherapy.
Okay. How does Afinitor work? What does it do?
It actually blocks through the mTOR pathway. So it's an oral tablet that helps target the area in the cell, in the cancer cell, that allows it to become resistant to a hormone medication.
Okay. Are there any other side effects? Are there any side effects that go with this?
Well, it has a few, but very mild side effects. One is something called stomatitis, which is just similar to getting the aphthous ulcers in the mouth. They typically occur, you know, in the first month of treatment, but are transient. They don't last throughout and can typically be done with just simple mouth washes. You know, a few patients will get a rash and mild diarrhea, but nothing significant enough that it can't be easily managed.
So then this is, so people with breast, women with breast cancer, and we shouldn't say, you know, that breast cancer is women only, because men can get breast cancer too. But primarily this is for women. Well, this is good news. This will help prolong, prolong life.
Right, this is excellent news. It does. It has been shown to improve what we call progression-free survival.
Uh-huh.
And it does it with an improvement in the quality of life or decreased side effects. So this is wonderful on both fronts.
Since I mentioned that men can get breast cancer as well as this, can this work for men as well?
Well, you know, men often, because this is for the hormone-sensitive breast cancer, men can be treated with the hormones for breast cancer, such as tamoxifen, more commonly than the aromatase inhibitors, although both are used in men because there is a different hormone basis, and it could be, but most studies have been done in women.
Mm-hmm.
You're correct.
Okay. What else is in, what's in the pipeline? What's coming down?
You know, there's a lot of medications in the pipeline for breast cancer, for the hormone-sensitive breast cancer, as well as for other types of breast cancer as well. And there are a lot of other targeted therapies and directed therapies for other types of cancer. So it's very important for all patients to investigate clinical trial opportunities for these new medications as we understand better how to treat our cancer patients.
Does this Afinitor,
uh-huh,
is it targeted for a specific age group of women, or can it be worked with any breast cancer patient, no matter what, how?
Right. This can work with this trial, actually, that studied women that were ages 28 to 93. So it is, Afinitor can be approved in all these age groups.
Pretty much across the board, then.
Pretty much across the board.
Wow.
If it's hormone sensitive. Mm-hmm.
Of course, people should talk with their doctor about all of this, but I'm sure you have a website where people can go and find out more, right?
Right. They can go to our website at gacancer.com. They have information on this clinical trial, as well as they can ask the doctor, get a second opinion, or they can go to breastcancer.org, another general website with a lot of good information about breast cancer.
You were involved in the research and the trials,
yes,
on this. As you were going through it, did it surprise you?
Because we understood the biology, we were very hopeful that this trial was going to be as positive as it was. I think what was very rewarding is the lack of side effects and the wonderful quality of life that these women were able to continue to enjoy despite having advanced breast cancer.
That's good news, then.
Good news.
Great, great. Dr. Cheryl Jones of Georgia Cancer Specialist, Macon, Georgia, thank you for taking some time out. Happy holidays down there. Hope it's a nice day in Macon.
It's a beautiful sunshiny day. Thanks.
Nice. Take care,
sure.
Dr. Jones.
Uh-huh.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye now.